But first, agricultural area weather is on the docket. And here's our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, rain did fall over the weekend in many areas of the eastern half of the Corn Belt and southern areas. Heaviest rains in many cases exceeding an inch, and in some cases 2 or 3 inches, occurred along and south of I-70 in Illinois and in Indiana. So some of the Ohio Valley areas are the wettest, and that's where the most rain is expected the next few days. It appears that scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue in the eastern half of the Corn Belt through tomorrow, and there could even be some lingering showers here and there on Thursday. So as far as rainfall amounts, the heaviest, again, along and south of I-70. So some of those areas, it will be a while before fields can be accessed again. So any planting not yet done in southern parts of Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky, and parts of southern Ohio, those are areas that will probably have some problems with very late planting now, because I think it'll take until probably sometime next week in order to get back to more seasonable weather and drier conditions to where planting can occur. So as a result, those areas are on the watch. And by the way, those places that have not yet been planted, it's probably statistically we're looking at reductions in yields on corn more than beans at this point. But with each day that passes now, statistically speaking, there's a reduction in yield. And, of course, every year is different. The growing season could be excellent from here on out, and the reductions won't be as big. But that is of concern. Now, as we go farther north in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, southern Wisconsin, there have been scattered showers, but mostly light over the last 24 hours at least. And as a result, once the rain ends, drying will allow for a quicker return to the fields in some of those areas, but still some delays in planting over the next few days across the rest of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and neighboring areas to the north. Now, on the other hand, it's pretty dry in the northwestern Corn Belt, and they're not really expecting any more rain from this system at all. And while it's too wet in the eastern Corn Belt, there are some areas in the northwestern Corn Belt that are getting too dry. So that's something else to watch here as we look ahead, as we don't see any significant rain heading into those areas right now. So they could use some more water to help the emerging crops over portions of Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, and on into South Dakota and Nebraska. And it does look like there's going to be some warmer weather moving into some of those areas, and that could lead to some stress with drier conditions moving in. And as we look at the hard red winter wheat belt in the central and southern plains, some rain did affect western Nebraska and western portions of Kansas and eastern Colorado during the past 24 hours. And hard red winter wheat in those areas has had drier than average weather over the last month or so. So a little moisture is helpful there as the crop is heading and filling. And much warmer weather will be working into the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt later this week and continuing into the weekend. There will be some 90-degree temperatures likely. So topsoil moisture will be depleting rapidly, and then next week there could be some rain in northern sections of the hard red winter wheat belt. In the northern plains spring wheat belt, rain was mostly in North Dakota on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms did erupt again in the eastern Dakotas yesterday. Rain has now ended, and mostly dry weather is expected over the next several days and into the weekend. So for any field work needed there, that'll be beneficial. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.